as a classical kind of guy, one of the things that surprised me the most about Wilner Baptiste was that he didn't know many jokes about his instrument, the frequently put upon viola.
Like in high school, like I never got viola jokes until I went to like a competition and people were saying that. I just thought it was real corny. I was like, what? Viola jokes.
It was during high school in Florida when Wilner first met the other half of Black Violin, Kevin Sylvester. The two parted ways for a while during college, but were drawn back together to try out this new collaboration, which left people puzzled at first.
When we first started off, YouTube didn't exist, Twitter, Facebook, none of these exist. So 100% of the time when we performed back in the days, you know, no one knew who we were. So they're literally experiencing something for the very first time. They have no clue of that concept. There's nothing around that they can relate it to, you know? So a lot of times, particularly in South Florida, when we start performing in the clubs and we start playing, and when people actually saw us playing, they would just froze. You know, they would just look at us with this, like, you know, eerie look, like, what am I looking at right now? You know, did I have too much to drink? What am I looking at? Now, I think the idea and the sound is a bit more receptive. You know, there's a lot of groups that are out there kind of doing things that are similar, but so people are not so thrown off by it, you know what I mean? So it's a good thing.
But of course, how does Black Violin create that good thing?
In terms of creating and being creative, we try not to put ourselves in a box, you know what I mean? We just try to, you know, approach it with just complete, you know, because you never know how something's going to turn out, you know, what inspiration is going to come out of this song. You know what I mean? Because if you hear it, it's like, oh, I don't think it's going to be anything. But you never know. You got to keep at it, you know.
For Wilner Baptiste, violist with Black Violin, who'll be playing the Wharton Center this Friday night, the duo remembers their time in school and frequently use the visibility they've received from their TV and stage appearances to visit schools and perform both for and with school orchestras.
Because we'll do like a morning show, a 10 o'clock a.m. show, and an evening show around 7 or 8. In that morning show, you know, they'll bus kids from the region to come out, you know what I mean, and just fill the theater up with kids. And we'll play for them for about an hour. We'll talk to them for a little bit. So that's one of the ways we try to really engage the community, try to get the parents to see the light. You know, because you see the kids, they're on stage, they're performing, they light up, you know what I mean? And I think it's good for the parents to see, and it's great for the kids, because they keep going, they just feel like they can just do anything, you know?
Wilner Baptiste and Kevin Sylvester play viola and violin, respectively, and are collectively known as Black Violin. They play the Wharton Center this Friday night at 8 p.m., tickets at whartoncenter.com, with more information about the Black Violin Unity Tour online at blackviolin.net. Wilner, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.